Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. Scores broadcast bringing you Annan Versailles tonight. If you're listening, you're really early. I'm testing out the equipment because we got a new Connex box. So test, test, test. 1, 2, and 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3, test, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, test, test, test. Checking out both microphones. Everything seems to be working just fine. If you can't hear me, call me and tell me. Okay, I guess that won't work. If you can hear me, call me and tell me. My number is 541-1561, so now I've got that on the archive, so anybody who wants to call me, I'd love to be drunk dialed about 4 in the morning. Thanks, and we'll be back when the game starts. Test, 1, 2, 3, test, 4, 5, 6.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from here at Anna. Just 2 days after Christmas and 4 days before New Year's, we've got a great matchup here tonight for you. Homestanding Anna versus visiting Versailles. Should be a fine game. 12 wins between the two clubs, only one loss. Versailles unbeaten 6-0, Anna 6-1. And it could be a real battle between Arns of Versailles and Benjamin of Anna. These two young men can light it up. 20.5 points a game for Benjamin for the Anna Rockets. 28 points a game for Arns of the Versailles Tigers. What a season for Wyatt Benzman. What a season for Justin Arns. I don't know who will guard these two young men. Whoever does, Chuck, may get two or three quick fouls. No doubt the two coaches will have to spread around the defense, and whichever team is able to keep the top scorer on the opposing club below his per-game average might very well be the team that comes out on top.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, Justin Arns, you're going to have to come out and you're going to have to guard him by committee, because that young man can flat-out play basketball. He's a scorer. You know, you got guys that are shooters. This kid can score. He scores from the outside. He takes it to the basket. He is the real deal, going to go to Ohio State in the fall. On the other side, you're talking about Wyatt Benzman. That kid has become an all-around great basketball player, not only offensively, but he plays great defense. He blocks shots, and I can't believe how well the kid gets off the ground on rebounds.
Yep, Wyatt Benchman has scored 30 and 32 in two games this year. So he can drop in 8 or 9 field goals on you just like that. He's an outstanding free throw shooter. Ditto for Arns of Versailles, yet he averages about 7 more points per game. And in the games Versailles has struggled this year, i.e. New Bremen, Arns was held to right around the 20 mark, and Versailles beat New Bremen by only 4. Versailles has just one other young man in double-digit scoring, and that's A.J. Arns, 6'3" tall, a senior, at 12 points a game.
I'll tell you, Anna is a more rounded, well-rounded basketball team because you've, besides Benzman, you've got Griffin Dosick. He's playing great basketball. Joel Cathcart is a scorer, and Drew Broadman had a terrific game the other night against Minster, against all kinds of size, and he went in there and he played a terrific basketball game on both ends of the floor. Versailles, a little more one-sided. They got the Arns brothers, and then whatever help they get from the rest of the team is kind of gravy at this point in the season anyway.
Well, in the most recent game played by Anna versus Minster last Friday night, wow, what a performance by the entire club. He had 5 young men in double digits. 4 scored at 10 points a game. The Bixler off the bench right behind at 8. That was a high school head coach's dream for Anna against Minster. A game like that tonight, or even close, will be tough to beat. Versailles will have their hands full beating an Anna team that displays that much balance.
Yeah, that was, we've seen Anna a couple of times, and that was definitely their best game of the season. They went into Rushi, and they kind of struggled a little bit. They yep. kept pulling out to a 9-point lead, and then kept allowing the Raiders to get back into it, and ended up losing the game at the buzzer.
Uh-huh.
So tonight, they're going to have a good start, and everybody, I mean, not just Benzman, but everybody's going to have to play their best basketball game, because that's a really, really good Division III basketball team at the other end here.
How in the world do you keep the ball out of the hands of a guy like Benchman, a guy like Arns? They're so fluid. They're experienced. They run all over the floor. They're tireless, a lot of energy. They can catch the ball in the lane, play post-up basketball against you. They can drop in the three. And they're both deadly foul shooters. It's going to be very interesting to see back and forth tonight, all evening long. The first young man to sit down with 2 fouls may put that club in trouble for at least the next half quarter or quarter or so.
Well, I mean, you talk about a game like this and these two types of scorers, you try to deny them the basketball, but that's easier said than done.
Right.
Especially Arns at 6'6". You can throw the ball up to him, and he's got the basketball, and he handles the ball well for a big kid. On the other end, Benzman's going to handle the ball a lot. And like I said earlier, I think he's got more help. So I don't think he's going to have to carry quite as much of the load as Arns is going to have to carry on the other end.
Very similar numbers displayed by these two teams. The Versailles averaging 64 points a game, giving up 45. Anna 71 points a game, giving up 49. Anna's only loss, as Chuck alluded, a 57-56 setback against Rushi 8 days ago. Up to that point, Anna had reeled off 5 straight wins. Anna's capable of scoring 80 points. My gosh, the Rockets pumped in 99 in the season opener against New Bremen, a much improved New Bremen team. Anna won the game in OT by 9 points. Versailles owns a victory against New Bremen by only 4. That right there tells you, Chuck, this game should be pretty close tonight. Highly competitive contest upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, I think one of the things you look at, too, is that Versailles is used to play on a 92-foot court.
Uh-huh.
And spacing is a lot different when you practice on a court like this than you do on what we're playing on here for Anna tonight. I talk about how I don't feel in the Shelby County League that there's a lot of home court advantage. I think Anna's got a home court advantage tonight. And I'll tell you one thing else they have, one heck of a crowd in this gym tonight.
Well, it seats about 1,325. And as I look around the Anna High School Rockets Gymnasium, I see maybe half a dozen, 8 or 10 empty seats. People are squeezing in. They're standing in the top row of the balcony across the way. Well, it's a good thing no choo-choo train runs through the gym as it does the football field.
Yeah, it'd be loud.
Yeah, it would be loud. There's not much room for the train to get through the gym here tonight.
Yeah.
because this place is packed like sardines. Very good crowd from Versailles. Down below to the right, dressed in orange and black, and a lot of green and white all over the facility here at Anna High School tonight. We might want to point out, Chuck, that this rivalry began a few years ago as a part of the Invitational Tournament at Versailles,
right,
played over the holidays. That didn't mean that Anna and Versailles played every year. They played in Game 2 if they both won Game 1. They played in Game 2 if they both lost in Game 1. Either one of those scenarios did not often happen. In fact, in 2014-15, the two clubs did not meet at all, as Anna played West Liberty Salem and Miami East in that four-team tournament. Last year at Versailles, Versailles won by a score of 69-46. So the holiday tourney was no more last year. The series home and away began at Versailles last season. It has come to Anna this year. The two teams did play twice in 2015-16, or I should say they played once. Versailles won an overtime thriller in the holiday tournament by a score of 62-54. It was back in 2013-14 that they played twice. Versailles won a blowout, 60-39, in the regular season. And you may recall, Chuck, that in the tourney, Versailles were shorthanded. Anna beat Versailles in a sectional final. No, maybe it was a district championship game in UD Arena. Yeah, it was. 58-55, Anna beat Versailles in the tourney in 2013-14. So the two teams, with the exception of one game, have had extremely close contests over the last 4 years. We anticipate tonight to be no different.
No, I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. I mean, and if Anna plays like they did last Friday night, I guarantee you it's going to be a good basketball game.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In Anna, thank you, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promo items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, all at Adams Tech Solutions. The promo items available through Adams Tech Solutions Toss Them unit. And we'd also like to extend a thank you to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. Starting lineups in the tip are next. Anna Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Well, I tell you what, tonight here at the Anna Gym, we may be drowned out occasionally by the throng of people here. It's a great crowd, especially considering 2 days after Christmas, and it's extremely cold outside. We'll get colder before it gets a whole lot warmer. In fact, below zero expected over the weekend. It's approaching zero right now. It's going to be quite warm in this gymnasium before the night is over. Two very hot shooting clubs on the court here tonight. Justin Arns, 28 points a game, 6'6", a senior, at a wing for Versailles. Keaton McElDowney, 8.5 points a game, 5'11", a senior, He's at guard. He's joined by Michael Staben, 5'10", a sophomore. Evan Heaston, spelled H-I-E-S-T-A-N-D, pronounced Heaston, 6'3", a junior, to forward. A.J. Orange in the middle, 6'3", a senior, 12 points a game. For the Anna Rockets, Joel Cathcart and Griffin Dosick are the first two off the bench. And the third player coming out is Drew Brodman. Brodman, 6'4", and a senior. Cathcart, 6'3", and a senior. Griffin Dosick, 6'4", a junior. Wyatt Benchman, 6'2", a senior. And Riley Hilskamp, 5'10", and a sophomore. Dosick and Cathcart, between 11 and 12 points a game. Benchman hit about 20 and a half per game for the Anna Rockets. And Chuck, we've really been impressed with the fine play of little Bart Bixler. 5'11 sophomore, he's come in off the bench, and he has really fueled the Rockets the two times we've seen Anna play.
Yeah, he's a real spark plug. He comes in, he plays really good defense, handles the ball well, and has started to actually score a little bit for him, too. He's a real good call coming off the bench.
At Justin Orange at 6'6", jump center for the Versailles Tigers. He is joined in the middle of the floor by Griffin Dosick of the Anna Rockets. And the tip to start the game is knocked into backcourt. It's scooped up on the play by Hulskamp of Anna. Anna into the forecourt high right. He's checked there by Keaton McElnatty. Here's a pass down inside to Dosick. Dosick near the rim. Missed a five-footer. Versailles on the rebound. Look at Orange go. Floats into the lane. One-on-one. Hits it. A runner.
Wow.
Versailles Tigers take a 2-0 lead. Orange would not be stopped. Anna somehow, some way, cannot let him take it 60 feet down the floor all the way to the rim. Rockets down 2-0. Left side of the floor, Cathcart. Benchman being guarded here at the start by A.J. Arntz. Foul line, Brodman. Hulskamp 25 feet away for Anna. Hulskamp on the bounce. Left wing, it goes to Benchman. Benchman starts a drive, pulls up, baseline left, fadeaway shot, makes it! What a play by Benchman.
Tough shot over top of Arntz.
A.J. Arntz defended pretty well. Wyatt Benchman flipped it in at the apex of his jump. He pumped home about a 12-footer, and then at midcourt, Arntz races down the floor. He charges right into an Anna Rocket, and it's an offensive foul.
He stuck an arm out, and they're going to call that every time when you extend the arm.
Good call by the referee. Rocket's bench exploded. It happened right in front of the Anna partisans down below. Game tied at 2. We played a minute 20. Here's a steal. Top of the circle by Versailles. Bolding down the floor all the way to the rim. Great handoff. Keaton McElnatty hit the trailer. Arntz. He dunked it with the left hand and a foul call.
You need to be strong with the basketball. When you get picked at midcourt like that, you're in trouble. You're going to give up a basket every time.
And we're off to a rip-roaring start here in Anna tonight. Arntz with 4 points. He's about to make it 5. Arntz has had a beautiful floater in the lane, a teardrop several feet out, and thereafter a steal at midcourt by Keaton McElnatty. Keaton fed Arntz, and he bolted to the basket and slammed it down and was fouled on the arm. Free throw with the left-hander, Arntz. In the air, it is front rim, back rim, and in. He's got a soft touch. He shoots fouls at 85%. He's a 40% three-point shooter. And second-year head coach Travis Swank has brought Arntz to the bench momentarily. He's got that one quick foul. 5-2 Versailles. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Wyatt Benchman outside the arc of the left. Versailles with a man-to-man. Ball fed to Brodman deep in the left corner. Back to Benchman. Pick and roll. Nothing there. Outside the arc on the left to Dosick. Benchman glides through the lane. Pulls up below the foul stripe. Jump shot. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound down to the Tigers. Quickly down the floor for Versailles. Is Kyle Jones who's checked in. Jones, a 5'10 senior. A little dipsy view into the lane by him, and Anna swats it out of bounds.
Good defense that time by Hulskamp.
Yep, Arntz was not on the bench very long. Arns was on the sideline for seconds. 6'6 junior Carter May was out there briefly. He's back on the bench. Outside the arc, left side, Keaton McElDowney. A long tray. Yes, he's got it. A trifecta by Keaton McElDowney, and Versailles pushes out to a quick 8-2 lead. Here's a great drive, baseline right. Benjamin up off the backboard and rim. It circles off the iron, but he's whacked on the elbow, and he gets two. So far, Benjamin forcing the action for the Anna Rockets. For sure, Anna will need very good balance all over the floor here tonight. I'm not sure that Benjamin has a chance in heck to outscore Arns of Versailles. But he's got to get his 20 or better. Free throw good by Benjamin. Second shot up and in also. 8-4. Versailles leads. Benjamin's got all four for Anna. Versailles dribbling up ahead. It is Kyle Jones. Outside the arc, it goes to A.J. Arns. He hits a cutter in the lane, Keaton McElDowney. Shot fake, then belatedly throws it up short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Griffin Dosick of Anna. Left-hand dribble by Dosick. Up the floor to Benjamin, 25 feet away. Ball rotated near side to Cathcart. Now Griffin Dosick, 25 feet away on the right. He throws to Benjamin. Wild pass into backcourt. Taken away by Arns. He hits the trailer. A.J. Arns, good. And a timeout called by Anna as the Versailles Tigers have taken advantage of a couple big miscues by Anna at midcourt. And as a result, have registered easy buckets to lead 10-4, 5:07 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, the Anna Rockets have been a bit careless with the ball so far, and it's cost the home team dearly.
They've given up 5 points on two turnovers.
We played 3 minutes first quarter. Anna with the ball to her right. Looks like Versailles has gone to his zone defense. Deep right corner, Benjamin. Benjamin flips it cross court to Cathcart. He enters the lane, running one-hander off the back iron, no good. Rebound for Sales. Here come the Tigers, a 3-on-2. McElDowney to the rim, swatted away by Benjamin. Here comes Anna back the other direction. Griffin Dosick cross court to the three-point shooter, Benjamin. He does not let it fly. Gives it up, gets it back. 4:28 to go first quarter. Anna trails Versailles 10-4. Here's an offensive foul on the Rockets. Barreling underneath the rim went Dosick, and a Versailles Tiger was planted. That's the correct call. 4:24 left to go, opening period. Versailles 10, Anna 4. Tigers making 1, 2, 3 changes again. A.J. Arns back on the court, as is 6'6 junior Carter May. Inbounding down to our right is Justin Arns. Justin at 6'6 handles the ball extremely well. And he's oftentimes the lead playmaker in bringing the basketball up over the timeline. Here's a handoff on the play to Michael Stommen, a 5'10 sophomore who's in. Stommen had started, left the bench, came back out. Here's a long, long three ball by Arns. It is no good, high off the back brace. Long rebound, though, to Versailles. Here's a three from the right corner by A.J. Arns. It's no good, also hard, and a foul against Versailles over the back. And having to sit down is Justin Arns. He's got two quick ones in the first 4 minutes. And, Chuck, I talked about that in the pregame. If Arns or Benjamin gets two early on, they'll have to sit the remainder of the half, and that's probably the scenario now facing the Versailles Tigers.
That was a real silly foul on a real smart basketball player.
Here's Rowdy Hielskamp in the lane for Anna. Throws left corner. Benjamin available. Three-pointer. Around and out. No good. Strong rebound on the inside by Anna. Hielskamp to the rim. Blocked by May from the backside. Out of bounds it goes. And it was touched last by Anna on a deflection. So it's Versailles possession. Anna with just 4 points so far in this game. 3:40 to go first quarter. By this time last Friday, Anna had already drained 6 field goals against Minster. 10-4, Versailles in front. Michael Stahman, left corner, on a weave to May. Back to Stahman between the rings. A.J. Arns on the bench right now for Versailles, nursing 2 fouls. Tigers will be very pleased to get to the halftime with a short lead or maybe even the game tied. Don't look for Arns to come back. Here's a left baseline drive, but Jones almost charged. Here's a pass whipped down inside to A.J. Arns. It's on the deck. We've got a pile up. Is it a jump or a foul?
It should be a foul.
Looked like a black shirt was on the back of a white shirt, and it is whistled against A.J. Arns.
That's his second.
The 6'3 senior of Versailles. 3:02 left to go here in the opening quarter. Versailles 10 and a 4.
Yeah, when somebody's got the ball on the floor, you're not allowed to jump on them to tie them up.
And that's exactly what happened. Evan Heaston back on the floor for Versailles, a 6'3 junior. Rowdy Hillscamp walks it up for Anna. Left wing to Benzman. Benzman being checked now by Jones. Here's Hillscamp darting into the lane, all the way to the basket, then flips into the left corner to a teammate. Oh, what a drive by Bixler! Bixler slashed into the middle of the floor and threw it in off the backboard. What a play by 5'11 sophomore Bart Bixler. 10-6, Versailles ahead before. Here's May, baseline left for Versailles. Enters the lane. Dosick blocks it. May gets it back. Hook shot right in front. Bouncing around. No good. Rebound stolen by Benzman. Benzman races down the floor for Anna. Into the lane. Out back to Fote, who's checked in. Austin Fote, 6'3 senior on the court. Ball weaved right side to Benzman. Here's Cathcart jumping, shooting. Good! I said Cathcart. It was Griffin Dosek. A triple from 24 feet. Boy, that ball was as high as it was long. 10-9. Anna within one. 1:53 to go, first quarter. Far left side, it's Noah Richard, a 6'3 senior, who's on the floor now for Versailles. Pitches down inside to Evan Heaston. His shot is deflected, taken away by Anna. 3-on-1 break. Bixler to the rim. No good. Rebound, though, by Benzman. Herky-jerky move. Missed it, but he's fouled. Boy, is Wyatt Benzman ever active for the Anna Rockets.
Well, I like to see the fact that Anna's being really aggressive now, as both the Arns brothers are both sitting on the bench, so this is where you need to make hay while the sun's shining.
That was a pretty three-point basket by Griffin Dosick. Anna's last trip down the floor. Very high archer. Didn't touch the rim. All net. It was a sweet shot. It brought Anna within one, and now Benzman's first of 2 free throws is dead center. We're tied up at 10. 6 straight points by Anna. Second free throw, Benzman got it. 11-10 in favor of Anna. 7 straight points netted by the Rockets. Bixler guarding Jones. Jones at midcourt, top of the key, gave it up, got it back. Right side, Stahman. Straight away, Stahman to Keaton, McElvaney, back to Stahman, and he lights it up from behind the arc. Good-looking jump shot by Michael Stahman. 2-point lead for Sales. Rockets did not pursue Stahman very closely. They let him go, and he made Anna pay. Here is a long shot by Fote for Anna. Missed it hard. 22-footer traveled 23 feet. Versailles got the rebound. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Versailles 13, Anna 11. Here's Keaton McElvaney. Near side pass to May. May dances into the lane. Here's a half hook shot from 8 feet. No good. And the rebound is jerked down by Fote of Anna. This May for Versailles, 6'6 junior. Good looking player. He's got nice moves in the paint. Long three-pointer, Benzman out of his range. It hit the front rim, no good. Rebound for Sales, 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Stahman at midcourt, picked up by the Anna Rockets, Mason Platfoot, 25 feet away. Here's an off-balance fadeaway shot right in front of the basket by Jones as he got deep inside Anna's defense. He misfired, though. It was long, and Anna got the rebound. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Twirling into the lane. Benzman scores for Anna. 13-13 for Sales from midcourt. It's short. great first quarter as expected. And a 13 for Sales 13 on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is scorersbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. For Sales with the ball to our left. Posting up in the lane, Keaton McElnowney. And he falls away and misses the seven-footer. Benjamin gobbles up the rebound for Anna. Gives it up in the left corner to Bixler. Back to Benjamin on the arc. We're tied at 13. First 25 seconds of the second quarter. Here's a screen by Dosick. He gets the ball from Benjamin. Goes baseline. Blocked away by May. Dosick gets it back. Dosick in the corner. Long lob to Foote on the arc. Now the ball is handed off on the play to Platfoot. Platfoot spins, gives it back to Dosick. Left side of the floor, Bixler, who fakes right, goes left, trying to drive on Stammen to shut him off. Straight away, Foote, near side, Benjamin. Benjamin checked Mikhail Jones. Top of the circle, Dosick, look out. No, it hits the rim. Backboard comes off. The ball sprays into the corner. Versailles tracks it down. Here's Keaton McElnowney, stopping, popping, three-point land, shy of the mark. Little too quick for Coach Swank of Versailles. Anna got the board. Outside the arc, high right, Bixler, he launches a three, hit at the back rim. Rebound Versailles. Tigers, three-on-two break. In the lane, McElnowney, twisting, turning, up and in. Excellent drive by McElnowney, 15-13 Versailles. Left side of the floor, Foote for Anna, on top to Benjamin. Kyle Jones chases him. Foote, left corner, baseline around May to the rack. May at 6-6, blocked it. He's been a force on the inside. Tigers have got the ball. Long chest pass down the floor. Baseline rack, right, McElnowney. Blocked and taken away by Benjamin. 3-on-1. Benjamin hits the trailer. Layup, good! Great run out by Platfoot. Tied up at 15. These two teams go back and forth. Midcourt with the ball for Versailles is Kyle Jones. These are two outstanding Division III clubs which could meet again in the tourney. Might play in a district final, maybe a regional semi. Here's a long three ball by Versailles. No, off to the left. As Stammen barely caught rim. Anna counters quickly. Gunning a triple is Platfoot. Missed it off the back iron. The rebound comes out 25 feet. Platfoot again to Foote in the corner. He's strong. Rebound Dosick. It's popped up in the air. Foote's got it. He's in among the trees. Three men guard him. Versailles takes it away. Here comes Keaton McElnowney. Down the floor against Benjamin. A running one-hander. No good. Rebound by Anna. Boy, it's fast and furious. Bixler with a 3-on-2. A pull-up jumper. Yes! Bixler, a 12-footer. Anna leads by 2, 17-15. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Versailles in backcourt. Wow. We see some young men on the floor hunched over a little bit, Chuck.
Well, this has been real, real fast-paced, and the thing that's going to make an advantage, if Versailles can stay in this game, and they got 40 points sitting on the bench with in foul trouble.
Here's a long three ball by Versailles. Way off to the right. Stammen missed it. Rebound down to the Rockets' Benjamin. Quickly into the forecourt. Overshoots from 15 feet. Versailles running. 2-on-4. Tigers don't have the numbers. The shot is blown. Here comes Benjamin down the floor for Anna. 3-on-2 to Bixler. Layup. Good! And a foul. Benjamin on the assist.
Good look by Benjamin to give that up. And a great job by Bixler to get up to the rim and finish the shot, even though he knew he was going to get hammered.
Both Justin Arnes and A.J. Arnes, two fouls each, right, Chuck?
Yes. On the bench.
Silver Sales hampered with foul trouble. Anna's lead is four. Rockets' biggest advantage, 19-15. Anna, 4:23 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Anna Rockets lead by four. Free throw, Bixler, Trish. Anna leads by five, 20 to 15. Versailles once led 10 to 4. Then the two Orange brothers sat down. Anna has charged out to a 5-point lead. Here's a wild throw by Versailles down the left side of the floor. Almost intercepted by Riley Hilskamp as he stabs it out of bounds. It's May, it's Stammen, it's McIldowney. Easton on the floor for the Tigers. And as well, Michael Stammen. There's a no-look pass down inside to the cutter, and the shot is made by Evan Easton. Good assist by McIldowney of Versailles. Here's a quick three by Anna. It clangs off the iron, no good. Cathcart missed it. What a rebound by Folk. Back to Cathcart again. Shot fake. Into the lane to the basket. Up and through. What a play by Cathcart. As two Tigers jumped at him, 17 feet out on the floor, and then he took it right to the cup. 22-17, Anna ahead by five. 3.5 to go, second quarter. On the arc for Versailles, Noah Richard. Both Arnes on the bench with two fouls each for the Tigers. Dribble drive, Stammen, foul line. Oh, a great back cut. Open is Noah Richard. Lay in for Versailles. Richard on the finish.
This has got to give some confidence to Versailles to be able to play this well with both Arnes sitting on the bench.
No question. Here is Dosik for Anna. Mid-post area. Backs down the Versailles defender and misses an 8-footer. It hit the flange, kicked out to the Tigers.
I'll tell you what, May's a good defender. I'm impressed.
He sure is. He has altered, deflected, and blocked several shots already in this game. Carter May, 6'6", streamer. We've talked about it. Bad pass for Sales. Anna picks it off. 2-on-2. Folk to the rack. Tried to finger roll it, and he's fouled as he got his wrist up to the rim. Ball was jarred free, but Folk was pounded on the back of the forearm. And he earns two free throws for Anna. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Anna 22, Versailles 19. Folk, the left-hander, steps to the stripe, spins the ball in his hands, and swishes the free throw. 23-19, Anna up four. And you can bet we'll see the Orange boys. Hot and heavy, they'll be going pell-mell starting the second half. You're right, Chuck. It's somewhat of a victory if Versailles can stay within a couple baskets of Anna through two quarters with both Arnes on the bench suffering foul trouble.
Well, they've got 7 points between them, and they average 40, so, yep.
Free throw, Folk is good. He drained a pair, and it's 24-19. Anna's got a 5-point lead. Here's Jones down the floor for Versailles. He strides into the lane, flips it out back to Stammen. Stammen hits a cutter. Keaton McIldowney all the way to the rack. Blocked on the play by Benzman. Oh, spectacular play by Wyatt Benzman of Anna. He's 6'2 and a half, and he plays like 6'5 or 6'6.
The kid is an offensive wizard, but he plays just as hard and well on the defensive end.
Sure does. Michael Stammen inbounds to midcourt. It is handled out there by Jones of Versailles. Jones up over the timeline. Far right wing to May. They flips it on top to Keaton McIldowney. High left, Noah Richard. Outside the arc on the left, it's Stauman. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Stauman on a drive, all the way to the rim. He beat Cathcart, got the bounce. It fell through. Cathcart got a piece of his shoulder. Count the field goal. And at the line for Versailles is Stauman, who's had a real good two quarters of play. 24-21, Hannah up three. Stauman shoots the free throw and nets it. 24-22, Anna's lead a bucket. 2:16 left here in the first half of play. Midcourt on the dribble. Riley Huskamp for Anna. Huskamp goes right side to Cathcart. Cathcart to Foat. To Brodman. Deep left corner, Huskamp. Popping free outside the arc and the right is Foat. Takes his man into the lane, all the way to the rim. Running left-hand banker, no good.
Wow.
Huskamp on the follow. Riley Huskamp, an excellent play. He didn't give up. Huskamp was right on the heels of the shooter and got the rebound field goal. 26-22, and up four. 1:40 left in the second quarter. Keaton McElnatty, far right wing. Ball flipped on top to Kyle Jones. Jones steps into a three-pointer. Good! A three-pointer by Jones of Versailles. 26-25. Annaba 1. The Tigers' unlikely scores are keeping this game very nip and tuck.
Well, you got seven young men that have scored in this game, and we talked about Anna's balance, and Versailles has been really balanced tonight.
Right. Here's Foat sizing up a three, way short. We can tell that from here. Rebound, far corner of the floor. It's bobbled around, touched last by whom? I think a white shirt tagged it out of bounds.
No, I think it's going to be Annabelle.
A black shirt got a piece of it last, and the Rockets will throw in. With a minute to go here in the first half, Anna up one. Ball entered to Benson in the post. Little turnaround, six-footer, short. He pulled the string on it. Versailles got the rebound. Here's Kyle Jones ripping down the floor into Bixler. A lot of contact. Defensive foul, Anna. It's Common, the fourth on the team. Versailles has picked up seven. Anna substitution, Foat out. Dosick back in. Dosick, Brodman, Bixler, Benzman, Huskamp for Anna. Versailles inbounding. Top of the circle, Keaton McElnatty corrals it. Outside the arc on the right to Jones. He's out there with Stauman, along with May and Heaston. Oh, look at that drive. Jones in the lane, hesitates, suspended himself and made the shot. And Versailles is up one. Here comes Huskamp back down the floor. Stolen! Great play by Stauman, who then throws it cross-court out of bounds. 35 seconds to go here in the first half. Versailles up one, 27-26. Midcourt on the dribble, Huskamp for Anna. High left to Dosick. Hits a cutter in the lane, it's Benzman. And Benzman is belted by two players. Make a choice. Either one of the couple committed the foul. Benzman's got two free throws. He was decked in the act of shooting. 22.9 to go, second quarter. Anna down one, 27-26. Versailles has played more than a half of the first half without the two orange on the floor. Each one's got two fouls.
Well, they're going to come out here for the last 23 seconds and play some offense.
Free throw by Benzman is good, and we're tied up at 27.
Good coaching right there.
Yep. A.J. Arn, 6'3 senior. Justin Arn, 6'6 senior. Back on the floor now for Versailles. Last 23 seconds, first half. Benzman is in and out on the free throw. Rebound Tigers, who will play for one. We are tied up at 27. Left-hand dribble, Kyle Jones over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left to Keaton McElnatty. Top of the circle, A.J. Arns. Right wing Jones, 7 seconds to go. Ball thrown to the cutter. A.J. Arns in the lane. He lost it. Anna stole it. A run out to Bexler. Good! Bexler at the buzzer. Oh, a steal by Anna. Carelessness by Versailles. Bexler ran the floor well. Got the lead pass. And the ball was up on the backboard when the scoreboard read zeros. Basket good. Anna up a field goal at the halftime break. 29-27. Bart Bixler, as he's done all year, giving in a huge spark off the bench. He's only 5'10 or so, but he is a mighty mite on the court. And he got the field goal to end the first half, lifting the Rockets to a two-point edge, 29-27. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here at the half on scorersbroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, The In-Between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital in Rushi. We say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. And an Anna Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus through the Tossum unit of Adams Tech Solutions, promotional items like customized T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and also an Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Our halftime report is coming up shortly, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 29-27, Anna by 2 over Versailles at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
It is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Anna leads Versailles by 2. It's a cliffhanger, 29-27. Chuck, let's check out the numbers.
Well, looking at the team stats, Anna has a surprising 21-14 rebounding advantage, 6-2 on the offensive boards. Anna turned the ball over 4 times, Versailles 3 times in the first half. That's terrific for both teams. From the free throw line, Versailles only went there twice, made them both. Anna was there 9 times, made 8. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Michael Stamen with 6, and then they got 5 each from Justin Arms, Kyle Jones, and Keaton McEldowney. Then they got 2 each from Richard and Hestad and A.J. Arns. They scored 13 and 14, 27 for the first half. Anna led in scoring, but Wyatt Bensman had 9, and Bart Bixler off the bench had 9. What a spark plug that kid is. And then you drop down to Dosik with 3, and then you got 2 each from Huelskamp, from Fote, from Platfoot, and from Cathcart. They scored 13 and 16. They have a 29-27 lead at the half.
Yeah, Chuck, Anna with the lead on the scoreboard, but advantage for Sales given the 2 Orange were out about two-thirds of that first half of this game.
Well, yeah, AJ sat the entire second quarter, and Orange sat, and Austin, or Justin, I'm sorry, sat about 2 minutes of the first quarter and all of the second quarter, except for like the last 30 seconds when they threw them out there for offensive purposes. But yeah, Versailles at halftime has to be in there saying, okay, we're only down 2. We weathered the storm. We got both the Arms brothers coming back out here. So they have to be feeling pretty good about it right now. In the other locker room, they need to get a little more scoring. I mean, Bensman's going to keep getting his. I don't know if they're going to get another 9 out of Bixler, so they need someplace else where somebody like Fote or Dosik or Cathcart is going to have to pick up some scoring in the second half.
Anna Rockets 29, Versailles Tigers 27 at the half. That's our report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna, where the Rockets lead the Tigers by 2. Anna 29, Versailles 27. Like to remind you about the prom dress exchange Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories from 11 to 1. They'll be sold later. You drop them off between 11 and 1 at Fort Loramie Elementary, January 14th. That's a Sunday. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free. Dressing rooms available, cash only, no checks. Money, unsold items, all can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. For information, contact Gail, 937-726-4985, or Jill, 597-2338. 29-27, Anna leads Versailles by a basket. Our Student Athlete Spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, a couple of cheerleaders are under the LaCal Equipment Spotlight. Isaiah Plyman, junior cheerleader at Anna. He's the son of Dan Plyman and Betsy Martin, 3.3 GPA. He is active in acapella, Eco Warriors, drama, church, book club, breakfast club. He will study at Cedarville University and pursue children and youth ministries. For Versailles, it's junior cheerleader Zoe Berger, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Kevin and Kelly, active at St. Dennis Church, FTA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes also, Club Interact, Varsity V, Spanish Club, Choir. She'll go to Bowling Green and study secondary education. Isaiah Plyman, junior cheerleader at Anna. Zoe Berger, junior cheerleader at Versailles. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. We start the second half. Anna Rockets with possession, and Anna works the weave, and Versailles is guilty of overguarding in the lane.
Wrong knob.
7 seconds into the third quarter, and Versailles right away picks up a foul. Tigers have been hampered by foul trouble in this contest. Here's Riley Yoskamp taking 5 seconds to inbound the ball below the basket, and the Tigers get it on the turnover.
Well, you get to the three count, then you look for your outlet guy on the top of the key.
Here come the Tigers to midcourt. Versailles down, but just a basket, 29-27. Stammen works it to A.J. Arns, top of the circle. Now Justin gets it. Far right wing. Drives on Besman in the lane. Fades away around and out on the 18-footer. Chuck, he was guilty of pushing off there with the off arm.
Yeah, he got away with one. He didn't get away with in the first quarter.
Right. Anna explodes down the floor in a hurry at Yoskamp, and he darts into the paint area. He's upset and fouled. And right off the bat, two quick common fouls on Versailles. Good inbounds play. Shot missed, though, low on the right by Cathcart. He had a gimme, couldn't get it to go. The rebound clawed away by Versailles. Saved back in off of Benjamin's leg, and it goes out of bounds. Alert maneuver by Kyle Jones of Versailles. We played 40 seconds here in the third quarter. No one has scored yet. And last possession, Chuck, Benjamin was guarding Justin Arns.
Right.
And Benjamin's on him. Arns steps back, picks up his dribble, gives it to Keaton McElnatty through the top of the circle. Looks for the cutter. Arns in the lane. Dropped it, got it back, laid it in, and was fouled.
That's what he needs to do. He needs to score out of the offense. When you're a scorer and you sat for a whole quarter, sometimes you tend to force the action. This is what he needs to do to get his points going again.
He's got quick hands. The pass to him in traffic was knocked away briefly by Anna, but Arns snatched it back, laid it through, was fouled, begun the free throw too long. Rebound down to Anna. We're tied up at 29. Arns failed to convert the three-point chance. Near side, Brodman for Anna. High right, it goes to Riley Yoskamp. Here's Cathcart 20 feet away, picked up by A.J. Arns. Baseline right, Brodman open from 12, missed it short. Oh, what a rebound! Fantastic play by Cathcart, who leaped high in the air, over space out of bounds, caught the ball, and then jammed it off the leg of the Tiger. We've seen both teams have done that well.
Athletic right there.
Deep in the left corner, Benjamin. Check McKeaton, McElnatty. McElnatty on Benjamin when Anna's got the ball. Benjamin guards Arns when Versailles has it. Brodman throws underneath the rim to Cathcart. Oh, he walked. No call. Cathcart gave it up, though, to Brodman. Anna got away with one there as the officials passed on it. Top of the circle, it is Dosik. High left to Brodman. Anna continues to run the offense patiently. Here's Dosik, right corner drive. Underneath the rim. Foul at the basket. And that is going to be committed on the play by Evan Heaston of Versailles, the team's third, and it's in the act of shooting. And Griffin Dosik's at the stripe. He's got a pair here for Anna.
That was a real nice move down on the baseline by Dosik.
Foul shot, no good, off to the right. Well, Anna's got to capitalize because the Rockets have been to the stripe more often than the Tigers in this game. Second one, Dosik, yes. 30-29. Annaba 1, 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Quickly down the floor to Arns. Arns stops and pops. 27-footer, no good. Around and out. Rebound down to Anna. That was almost like a turnover, a quick, hurried throw to the rim from way outside by Arns. It wasn't close. Deep right corner, Benjamin. He arches up a triple. Swish for Anna. Wyatt Benjamin over the top of Stammen. 33-29. In favor of Anna by 4. I wonder how long Versailles can afford to not guard Benjamin with somebody taller than Wyatt, or at least as tall. Here's a beautiful play. Heaston hits the cutter, A.J. Arns, who slips through the lane, catches and scores for Versailles. 33-31, Anna. Here's Brodman down the paint for the Anna Rockets. Busted up by Versailles. A run out the other way. A slam jam by Justin Arns. Anna tries to counter with the game tied. Below the rim, Dosik lays it up in traffic. No good. Dosa gets the rebound. He's behind the backboard. Reverse layup. No good. Deaton McEldowney has the board, and he's fouled.
That was excellent effort by Dosik that time. He just could not get himself away from the behind the backboard to get the shot up.
Nope, that was no man's land there for Dosik. The backboard was a good defender for Versailles. Well, the Tigers have a chance to inch ahead. 4:45 to go, third quarter. 33-33. Right wing, it is McEldowney. On top to Arns. He rises up, launches a long fadeaway triple. No good off the back brace, but Benzman nicked him on the wrist. Three free throws for Arns. Benzman pleads his case and says, I didn't foul.
That was he did foul him. That was a real touch foul. They can't call that.
Justin Arns at the line, three free throws. He's money in the bank from there. 86% on the year. Swish on the first one. And Versailles is up 134-33.
Well, he's already missed one, so he's probably done for the night missing free throws.
Swish again, 35-33 in favor of Versailles. That was a ticky-tack foul. The official indicated that Benzman got him with the tip of the finger on the inside of the forearm. Second, third shot, short, no good. Rebound, Arns. Arns got the rebound. Whoa, what a play. Woo! Herky jerky move down the lane by Arns after he misfired from the stripe. And Versailles is up four. Benzman for three for Anna. No good off the back rim. Rebound down to Heaston for the Versailles Tigers. Backcourt to Jones. Jones brings it up. He and A.J. Arns are on the outside. Now Justin comes out to get it. Fadeaway triple. Hit the rim and went soaring up and over the backboard. Boy, he's taking some shots, Chuck, that he's got license to shoot.
If he played for me, he couldn't take a shot I didn't like as a coach. I think he's better than his brother. I think he's a much more rounded basketball player than his brother was.
Well, he's deceptive. His quickness is deceptive. He's more wiry than his brother. May not be as broad-shouldered. May not be as strong a rebounder. Here's a drive, but Bixler in the lane for Anna. Blocked away by the Tigers once again. Versailles up four. The chance to push it to six. In traffic. Driving layup, Stammen. He's bodied and fouled. Boy, in a nifty way, he attracted the two-shot foul.
That was another block shot by May at the other end that last time down.
Yep, he has blocked, deflected, altered a series of shots in this game. Heck of a contest for Michael Stammen. He's handled the ball beautifully. And along with Jones, those two have ignited Versailles at front. The free throw by Stammen is in and out. No good. Anna down four. Second shot, Stammen. Good. 38-33. No, take it off the board. Negate the made free throw by Stammen. Because he had a toe on the line. Foul shot goes down as a no free throw made. Scoreboard reads 38-37 Versailles. Is that
2,
right?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Versailles says 37. And 3, 4, 33. I don't know. I got 37-33.
Scoreboard reads 38-37 Versailles. Now the adjustment is made on the Anna side. And there we go, 37-33. And we stand corrected. So many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, located on Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue. And Goffney has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Take advantage of that grand pre-opening back in September, when a fine array of new inventory came in, just a beautiful array of new inventory arrived at Goffney. New inventory coming in all the time at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of Goffney for your living room and dining room furniture, home office and entertainment spaces, bedrooms as well. Goffney Furniture on the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website, take advantage of coupons there. For more savings, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Anna behind by four. Benzman with the ball, left corner Foat. Good drive, hook shot below the rim. and the height of May altered that one, and Versailles comes away with a rebound. No look pass by Justin Arns to A.J. Arns. Reverse layup, got it.
I bet they've done that a few times in the backyard.
Arns to Arns, Versailles up six. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. 25 feet away on the right, it's Blackfoot. Blackfoot hands off to Cathcart. Cathcart dashes along the baseline and scores for Anna.
Big score right there. It was starting to slip a little bit. You could feel it.
39-35. Versailles in the lead by four. And the Tigers come flying down the floor. Not being denied on the play is Justin Arns. He takes it all the way to the cup. He's bodied and fouled as he left his feet right in front of the net, and he'll shoot two.
Boy, it's 6'6". He handles the ball really well. That was a one heck of a crossover move right there.
Free throw by Arns is good. 40-35 in favor of Versailles. Tigers up by five. Anna sits down Fote and Cathcart. Head coach Nate Barhorst in his seventh year gives them a breather. Travis Swank, head coach of the Tigers, likes what he sees now as Arns connects on both foul shots, and the lead has swollen to six. Versailles led early in the game 10-4, and now Versailles has retaken the lead by a half dozen. Bensman to Brodman for Anna. Rockets need a field goal right here. On the arc, Blackfoot steps into a triple. Off to the right, no good. Rebound, Bensman. Hands off to Brodman. Swiped away by Versailles. Tigers in control. Down the floor, Stommen. On the arc to Jones. Jones carves out space in the lane. Scoops it up and in. Oh, what a play. Outstanding maneuver. The 5'10 senior, Kyle Jones. Versailles is impressing right now. Only 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bensman elbow on the right for Anna. And he slides his way down the right side of the lane. Leans into A.J. Arns. And Bensman cleverly draws the two-shot foul. Tiger fans don't like it. Bensman got the contact he wanted. Maybe not up top, but down around the chest. Foul number three on A.J. Arns of Versailles.
I don't think A.J. agreed with the call.
No. Free throw, Bensman, swish. Versailles' eight-point lead is seven, 43-36. That 43-35 lead by Versailles seconds ago was the biggest by either team in this game. Second shot, Bensman on the way. No good, in and out. Rebound, Arns of Versailles. Being pressured by Bensman in backcourt. Herky jerky move by Arns. Down the four foul line, inside to May. Oh, what a block by Brodman. May got it back. What a block by Anna. Again, Brodman. Outlet to Blackfoot. Blackfoot stops and pops. Good! 10-footer by Blackfoot.
What an effort.
Wow. Two great blocks for the Rockets at the Versailles offensive end. We've had 20 of them in this game. Probably split right down the middle, 10 each way. Here's Arns behind the back, around Bensman, to the rim. Good! What a play by Arns. Tigers cleared out for him, and Justin Arns made it happen. Woo.
When you see a blank in the second quarter because the kid didn't play, and he's got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 here in the third quarter, he's a player.
45-38, Arns rolls the free throw off the iron. The difference is 7. Bensman up the floor for Anna. He's crowded by Keaton McElnowney, who picks up a senseless common foul in backcourt.
Crowd's getting into it a little bit now. It's getting a little chippy out there.
16 fouls on Anna, 5 on Versailles. Anna had reeled off several team fouls in succession. Both clubs will be in the 1-1 real soon. In fact, Versailles is in the 1-1. It's a 7-point game. Anna down. Rockets need a basket. Bensman's down the lane, all the way to the rim, loops it up on the run. A teardrop. He's walloped in the act of shooting. And he'll enjoy two shots at the stripe. Tell you what, Chuck, it's very difficult to slow down Bensman or Justin Arns, either one. When they get up speed toward the basket, have a lane, you almost have to foul to prevent the field goal.
That's why you're looking at all the free throws those two young men have shot tonight.
Shot good at the stripe by Bensman, 45-39. It is in and out. He's had two, circle the rim, He's two of his last four for Sales with the board. A minute to go in the third quarter. It's a six-point game. Right side pass, May. On top to Arns. They clear out for him. He rises up over Benjamin Way, short of the three. Long rebound, Heaston. On the arc to Jones. That long board came right back to the Tigers. Here's Jones. Foul strike. Doesn't shoot. Left corner, May. Hits the cutter, Arns. Baseline left. He's double teamed. Blocked by Brodman. Versailles gets it back. Arns throws it off an Anna player. Rockets get it. Foul, Arns.
That's a frustration foul right there, and that's his third.
I tell you, Anna's had a couple of great defensive series at the Tigers' offensive end in the last moment. They had two blocks by Anna on the most recent Versailles possession. An attempted save inbounds by Versailles off an Anna player who managed to retrieve it. And then Versailles, in its anxiety, fouled. It was committed by Arns as third as Benjamin came down the floor. The 1-1 is in. He gets the bonus. Second shot, Wyatt Benjamin. Good. And it's 45-41. Four-point lead, Tigers. 39 seconds to go, third quarter. Did Arns take a seat on the bench?
Yeah, both Arns are sitting down now.
Outside the arc, straight away, Kyle Jones for Versailles. Left side pass to Heaston. Now to May on top. Handoff 25 feet away to Michael Stauman. Low post, back to the basket. Hook shot, Heaston. Blocked on the play again. Knocked free by Benjamin. Benjamin one on three. All the way to the rim. No good, but a foul.
Well, that kid is taking the game over on the offensive end for the Rockets.
Well, Wyatt Benjamin, you're right, Chuck. He is seizing the opportunity.
Had a block at that end. Yep. Got the shot off at the other end.
Benjamin has gotten a piece of three shots, Tigers' last three possessions. Benjamin at the stripe once more. Good on the free throw. 45-42 for Sales by three. And with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter, head coach Travis Swank of Versailles re-enters the Orange Boys, Justin and AJ.
The Anna student section is just abusing Justin Orange right now.
Second free throw, Benjamin got it. 45-43. Anna within two. 10 seconds to go. Orange on the dribble to midcourt. He'll probably keep the ball and never give it up. Dribbles between the legs. 6 seconds left. Orange with a step back 27-footer. It didn't catch rim. Rebound for Sales. Yes, at the buzzer. Keaton McElDowney got the long rebound, and he drilled a 10-footer. 4-point lead, Tigers, 47-43 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
We'd like to remind you about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. Qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, plus watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. The Jewelry Barn will help you make your holiday ideas come to life. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Check them out on Facebook, too. And tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn Kathy, you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Jolene Renderly is a GIA certified diamond grader. That's the Gemological Institute of America. High quality custom jewelry and repair at a price you'll like at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Fourth quarter gets off to a good start for the Versailles Tigers. A little hook shot in the post, but guess who? Justin Arns. He swished the six-footer. Nobody can stop that.
He did a little V-cut in the lane and got the ball way too deep. He's going to score that every time.
Yep, if he gets it that close, you can count it. 49-43. The four-point Versailles lead is now six until Benzman launches in a three-ball.
What a shootout by those two young men.
An airmail triple from 24 feet by Benzman. Wow, that was a bomb from downtown Anna. That one might have gone in from the railroad tracks.
This is what the 1,300 people came here to see tonight. Those two play like this.
1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Versailles up a three. Orange in the lane. He hits a cutter down low on the left. It is Heaston. Heaston catches and scores. Great assist on the play by Justin Orange of Versailles. 51-46. Lead is five for the Tigers. Broadman, left side throw to Huelskamp. Huelskamp guns a three. Missed it off the back brace. Here's Jones down the floor for Versailles. He beats two Anna players and scores. What a play by Jones. Back up to seven for Versailles. 53-46. Right side, it's Bixler. Baseline against Stammen, up and under. Bixler missed it. Rebound volleyballed around. Huelskamp to Broadman. Anna's got it back to Bixler, left corner. Bixler goes baseline. Blocking foul on A.J. Arns. Team foul number nine on Versailles. 1-1 for Anna. Next foul on Versailles. Double bonus for Anna.
I think Big Brother's here watching tonight from Michigan State down there.
Is he?
In the black hat right there.
At the line, Bixler for Anna. 1-1, got it. 53-47, Anna trails by six. Biggest lead for Versailles was at 53-45. Shot by Bixler, good. 53-48, Anna within five. As we creep under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Arns trots it down the floor for Versailles. Justin, top of the circle, hands it off on the play to Stammen. Back to Justin, crossover dribble against Benzman, around him, to the rack, up and in. Just too strong. Too much length, too much strength. Arn's stride could not be slowed down. The lead is seven. Versailles cleared out for him, and he made the Tigers pay. Dribble drive, in the lane. Dosik, Anna, missed it, got it back. Rebound, yes. Dosik for the Rockets.
Well, the other end of the floor, we got Benzman guarding Arns, and that's wearing him out on both ends of this floor.
Has to. Arns, step back triple, way short. His outside shooting has been off, and Anna on that miss is down five. Rockets can cut it to two with a three. Dribble drive, Bixler, baseline left, seven-footer too long. In traffic, couldn't make it. Rebound, Stammen. Outlet McElnowney, cut off by Broadman. Back out to Stammen. Here's Jones. Chest pass. Heaston beneath the rim. Throws on the arc to Jones. Now to Arns between the circles. Justin Arns hands off to Jones. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Versailles up five. Arns starts a drive. Pulls up. Around and out on the 15-footer. Rebound, Anna. Here's Benzman against Arns. Into the corner. Can't drive. Benzman back out on the arc. He motions. Screen set to Dosik. Benzman wanted to flip it to Dosik. Not available. Near side, he goes to Huelskamp. He's got an avenue down the lane to the rack. Foul against Versailles. Huelskamp laid it up there off the front rim. Short of the mark. That's because he was hindered in releasing the ball. And he's got a couple free throws coming. Versailles has committed 11 in this half. Would have been two shots anyway for Huelskamp as he was smacked in the act of shooting. Timeout called. 4:19 to go in the game. 5-point lead Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Both free throws have been dropped in by Yulskamp of Anna. The lead is 3 for Versailles once again, 55-52, 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's May at 6'6", hits the cutter, McIldowney down the lane, and it looked like he took 2 or 3 extra steps.
Wow.
And he is bailed out. A foul on Cathcart, and that's a bad call.
My goodness, he took 3 steps before he got banged.
The Sales Tigers catch a break right there, and it's time for the 1-and-1. Very important 1-and-1 situation for Keaton McIldowney of Versailles.
He's not been there yet tonight at the line.
Underneath referee, might have been screened, didn't see the feet moving after the dribble had been picked up. Foul shot by McIldowney is calmly made, 56-52. Versailles in the lead before. 4 minutes to go in this game. Second shot, McIldowney on the way, got them both. 56-52, or I should say 57-52, on a couple of successful free throws by McIldowney and the Tigers. Here's Benzman, baseline left. He backs McIldowney down, can't shoot. Gives it to Brodman. Straightaway Dosik. Right side pass, Hillskamp. Hillskamp's got an angle into the lane. Running one-hander, no good, off to the left. Foul, Tigers. Hillskamp has been a man of action here in the last couple minutes for Anna.
This is the best I've seen him play. Very, very aggressive on the offensive end.
Anna to the stripe. Rockets have got to match Versailles Tigers free throws at the other end. Shot by Yulskamp is way short. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck. Anna shot more free throws than Versailles, but the percentage not as good.
But no, their percentage is definitely better. They've shot 25, and they've made 18 of them.
Anna has?
Yes, Versailles is only... They just missed them both.
Yep. Two missed in a row there by Anna, which is now 2 of the last 6. Here's a drive. Arns, they don't slow him down. All the way to the rim. Good. What a drive by Arns. Boy, does he have a nose for the basket. Very big and quick first step. He took that ball at midcourt, and he would not be denied. He was darned and determined to take it to the rim. And an explosive play by Justin Arns now has Versailles up in the lead by 7. And a timeout, 3:26 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Up the Rocket shot free throws very well. First half, not so good here in the second half. In and out, down by seven. Benzman posts up in the lane, and his 10-foot fadeaway dances off the rim. Rebound up and good! Was that Hjulskamp?
That was Hjulskamp, yep.
Wow, what an offensive rebound by Hjulskamp of the Rockets. Riley only stands about 5'10 or 11. He went in among the big boys and stuck it through. That was an enormous basket for Anna. It enables the Rockets to creep back within five with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Baseline right, Arns, he starts a drive. Benzman reaches around, knocks it away, and Versailles gets the benefit of a very minor foul, if it was one. And Arns is at the stripe with the 1-1.
Well, that's a couple of touch fouls against Benzman now.
Yep. How many on Wyatt, Chuck?
That's his, fine, I think second.
Free throw good by Justin Arns of Versailles. The officials now confer, and I'm not certain what about it. Could Anna have been distracting along the side of the free throw
line? I'm not sure. He started to shoot the ball. The referee blew the whistle, so they can't count the free throw, I don't think.
2 minutes, 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 59-54 in favor of Versailles. And now the official signaled the 1-1.
Don't know why they would have thought it was anything else.
And the first attempt that was made is discounted. But Arns drains it anyway and deserves the bonus. 60-54 Versailles. A big thank you to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. 61-54 on two made free throws by Justin Arns, and then Benzman goes baseline for Anna. A Tigers defender gets there late, and Benzman's got two free throws, double bonus.
I thought that was a correct call. I mean, I know that the Versailles fans in front of us didn't care for it.
It was a no-doubter. The defensive man for Versailles was not planted in time. Benzman sinks the free throw, and at 61-55, Rockets cannot afford to miss another foul shot during the second half of this game. Second free throw by Benzman. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's on the way, and it's good. He got them both. It's a five-point gain again. A five-point game again, I should say. And Anna needs a stop. Token pressure in backcourt by Benzman. Up the left side, Jones for Versailles. He's doubled in some hot water, and head coach Travis Swank gets a timeout. 2:28 to go in the game. Versailles up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. And apparently someone has suffered an illness in the bleachers, so we have a momentary delay in the continuance of this game with 2 minutes 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter and Versailles leading 61-56. It's Versailles Tigers basketball and a big possession coming up in this contest. Again, we'd like to remind you we are on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime. Thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, big shout-outs to them. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, thank you very much. Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, all the staff and associates there. Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, all the staff and associates there. A lot of gratitude coming your way from scoresbroadcast.com. We appreciate your participation here on Scores Broadcast so very much. Also in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road. Let the Jewelry Barn make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We'd like to remind you that we are also online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, located near McCartyville, owned by Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. Adam reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus, spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, through the TOSSUM unit, T-O-S-S-U-M, through TOSSUM at Adams Tech Solutions, Adam Reiss can provide you with customized promotional items, pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. Market your business, choosing from hundreds of promo items from Adams Tech Solutions. Adam Reiss, high-quality computer service and promotional products on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, Adam Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. The delay continues here at the Anna High School gym. Someone suffering through an illness, conceivably, in the stands, far side, down to her left. Scoreboard reads 61-56 Versailles over Anna. Chuck, we will take at least a one-minute break and then return. 2 minutes, 28 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers lead the Anna Rockets by five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. There's a hush over the crowd at the moment in the Anna gym as someone has suffered an illness down to our left across the way here at the Anna High School Gymnasium. Thus, a stoppage of action on the court for Sales leading 61-56 with possession of the ball and 2 minutes 28 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will return to action for you with play-by-play and color of exciting high school games beginning possibly a week from Thursday, tomorrow night. Adelpha St. John's is at Minster. It's a girls game, tip-off 7:30 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com next Thursday at 7:10. That game is a question mark. We could be covering that contest 1 week from tomorrow. Keep abreast of the website for further updates. 1 week from Friday, it's an important Shelby County League boys game. Fort Loramie meets Rushi. That's 1 week from Friday night. Tip-off at 8 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:40. That's 1 week from Friday, Rushi, Fort Loramie. Then the next day in the afternoon, 2:30 tip on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:10 for the Fort Loramie Rushi girls. So we advance in the Shelby County League to a point late in the first round, and Fort Loramie and Rushi hook up both on the boys and girls side next weekend, the first full weekend of the month of January. And again, this reminder, we could very well webcast the game 1 week from tomorrow at Minster, the Adelpha St. John's girls at Minster. The Minster girls, a team we will be following Martin Luther King weekend at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country when the Minster Lady Wildcats take on Sheridan. That is a Saturday morning game, I think 10 o'clock on that Saturday. And then that evening, we will travel back to West Central Ohio and cover St. Henry at Anna Boys that night. Chuck, let's take another commercial break or two, then we will return. Very possibly, action will be restarted shortly. 61-56 for Sales over Anna by 5. 2:28 left in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I'd
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Welcome back to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Here's an update. We have 2 minutes and 28 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Versailles leads Anna 61-56. It will be Versailles' possession when play resumes. And the reason for the stoppage of action, about what, Chuck, 10 minutes or so ago?
Oh, at least.
An illness suffered by a gentleman in the crowd across the way and down to our left. And he will leave the Anna High School gym on a stretcher in just a matter of a few minutes. Well, the first portion of the high school basketball season has been one full of a lot of excitement on the basketball floor. Fort Loramie seems to be one of the top teams in the region in boys Division IV, Chuck. Extremely well-connected, highly experienced. Ever been as good at the defensive end as at the offensive end.
Yeah, they're a well-rounded basketball team. They've got Tyler Siegel at 6'7". You can make a mistake on the perimeter playing defense because he is going to be an eraser in the back, really the only one in the Shelby County League. And then you've got Dylan Braun, who just is an amazing shooter. And in the case it goes down the line, Nick Brandewey, great defender. Evan Burning, as good as there is in the area to getting up to the rim. Austin Siegel having a nice season also. Eli Rosengarten, a real streaky shooter, but a good shooter. They're a well-rounded basketball team.
Fort Loramie Redskins schedule gets really tough soon. In fact, coming up on Saturday, the Fort Loramie boys travel to Bethel. An undefeated Division III team is Bethel. And then in the month of January, Fort Loramie's got Rushi once, Anna twice, then of course Rushi again in February, a non-league game against Marion Local, a contest down at Kettering Fairmont Arena in the Flying to the Hoop against Thurgood Marshall. But that's what Fort Loramie wants. You can only get better playing that kind of competition.
Well, that's going to have them really ready for the tournament, that's for sure.
This Midwest Athletic Conference, a very competitive league again, i.e. Marion Local blew out St. Henry last Friday night. We covered the game the next night between Fort Loramie and St. Henry. Marion Local will be a stiff challenger for this Versailles team. We've seen Minster. Minster's got so much potential. And after the Minster Wildcats get football out of their system.
Yeah, same thing with Marion Local. They both of them won state championships, so they're just still now getting into. They had no scrimmages, and that is something you really need as a basketball team.
Yeah, very good point. So that Midwest Athletic Conference at the top will be every bit as competitive as the Shelby County League. Minster, St. Henry, Marion Local, Fort Recovery, and of course the Versailles Tigers, the favorite, and then Fort Loramie and Arushi in the SCL. Well, the gentleman who fell ill has left the in a high school gymnasium, and that was a very fine round of applause shared by everyone here in the gym, in excess of 1,300. And it was an emergency situation. There's no question about it. And obviously, we have no idea who it was. Wouldn't share that information with you, even if we did know. But as a result of the very lengthy delay, the officials and the coaches have treated this situation as if it were halftime, and both clubs have been allowed to go through some shooting and warm-up drills now before the start of the final 2 minutes, 28 seconds, with Versailles leading by 5. It will be the Tigers basketball. Chuck, a difficult question to answer. If you aren't sure, tell me, but does this situation that has just occurred, the long delay, affect one team more adversely than the other?
I think the only way it could is if maybe somebody on the Anna team knew who the person was. Other than that, I don't see how. I mean, each team had to sit and wait. The momentum was kind of in Anna's favor coming back a little bit. But, it's going to come down to who plays the best in the last 2:28. Versailles has a five-point lead.
Yeah, I never thought about the first part to your answer. It's very well put. The two clubs have been exchanging free throws more or less for the last, 3 to 4 minutes of this game here in the fourth quarter. Benzman has been driving. He's been getting fouled. Arnes has been driving. He's been getting fouled. I'm really impressed, Chuck, with the supporting cast for Justin Arnes.
Oh, me too. Me too. We had kind of heard that maybe it wasn't quite as good as last year. I don't know who saw that, but I'm telling you, there's some basketball players out there to go along with him, and they understand that he's the man, and they allow him to do his thing. But boy, when he was out for a whole quarter, they held their own. I mean, they were only down 2 points at halftime with both Arnes sitting on the bench most of the second quarter.
Yeah, keep in mind, AJ Arnes and Justin Arnes were out of the game for at least half of the first two quarters of this contest, and the supporting cast for those two young men has played splendidly here tonight. Between the two Arnes, there's, about 40 points per game?
Right in that area.
The guard play, outstanding. Impressive have been Stammen and McEldowney and Jones.
Oh, yeah, those three have been really good, good.
And May on the inside, the 6'6 junior, has been an enforcer.
Yeah, I don't know if he's taken a shot, but defensively he has been a real disruptor, that's for sure.
Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets have not shot as well, I don't think, over 3.5 quarters as Versailles. But the Rockets have hung in there thanks to free throws throughout this game. And Benzman needs a boost from someone else. That's all there is to it. Riley Uhlskamp's had a good second half. Bixler a good first half. Clearly, Wyatt Benzman needs a lift.
Well,
one of the supporting cast members for him needs to step it up.
Absolutely, and I understand why Coach Barhorst has had him on Arnes. But boy, that's a lot to ask for a kid. You're gonna guard somebody that's almost impossible to guard on one end, and we want you to score and score and score on the other end. I mean, good thing he's young, but I understand why he's asking to do that. But it's a tough task for him.
Now, as we noted, Versailles has the basketball. 2 minutes 28 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 61-56 our score. Versailles leads Anna. And it is Arnes inbounding the basketball. Justin gives it to Stammen. Outside the arc to Jones. Back to Arnes. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. The weave is on. Here's McEldowney. Here's Arnes. Baseline right. Oh, wow. Phenomenal reverse layup. Just outstanding.
That is what puts him above everybody else on the floor right there.
He is so long and lean, and he used the rim as a defender. He took off the floor on one side, came up on the other side, and reversed it through. And then Anna comes right back and counters with a field goal.
Griffin Dosick scored on the other end.
Griffin Dosick, power move to the basket. He drove the baseline and notched a field goal to make it 63-58. Arnes again, back to the basket. Deflected, blocked. Dosick and Benzman each got a piece of it. Arnes was blocked. Benzman for three. Good! Good! Wyatt Benzman makes it a two-point game. After the Arnes deflection by Benzman and Dosick, Benzman launches in a 25-footer. A minute 20 to go. Anybody's game. Versailles clears out for Arns. Top of the circle. Right side pass to A.J. Arns. Back to Justin. Versailles in the one-on-one and in the double bonus. Ball looped right side to Jones. Hits the cutter. Arns in the lane. Gives it left corner to a teammate. A long three ball by Stahman. In and out. No good. Rebound Benzman. Benzman to Dosik. He's tripped and fouled by A.J. Arns, who's out. That's number five.
That was a very – Stahman has played a heck of a game. That was a very poor shot he just put up at that end. Two-point lead. That is not who you want shooting a three.
56.3 to go. Dosik at the stripe. One and one. No, I should say double bonus for Anna. That's about the 13th team foul of the Tigers in the second half. Head coach Travis Schwenk of Versailles wants a timeout. Less than a minute to go. Rockets at the stripe. A chance to tie it up, down two on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Free throws by Anis Dosik. No good. He missed the first of two. He had a chance to tie it up. Now he can only bring Anna within one. 63-61 Versailles. 56 seconds to go. That shot is in. Anna's missed seven free throws here in the second half. Here is Arns in backcourt. Benzman all over him. Gives it up to Stahman. To McElDowney. McElDowney 25 feet away to Jones. 45 seconds to go. Jones on the bounce. Lobs it down inside. Man wide open. Shot is no good. In and out. Wide open player for the Versailles Tigers was Heaston. He couldn't get it to go. Anna put 5-on-4 everywhere else on the floor. I said Heaston. It was Noah Richard who caught it. Richard was spotted. He missed the shot, but he was clobbered in the act of shooting. Free throw by Noah Richard is good. Wow. That is a clutch free throw by a young man who hasn't consumed a lot of minutes here tonight.
It's still going to be a one-possession game, whether he makes this or not.
64-62 Versailles by two. 40 seconds to go. Second shot by Noah Richard. It's on the way. Good again. Line drive free throw by Richard. He poured it in there. All net. He comes out.
That shoots my theory that the ball has to be higher than the rim to go in on a free throw.
Heaston is back in. Evan Heaston for Richard. Anna down by three. 34 seconds to go in the game. Here's Bixler. Top of the circle to Platfoot. Platfoot drives. Pulls up in the lane. Feeds Benzman on the arc. Benzman circles. Steps back. Wants to shoot the three. Gives to Brodman. Back to Benzman. Long, high-arching three.
Wow.
Good! Good! Oh, my goodness! Benzman in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Here's Arns. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good!
Wow!
Good! At the buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles nips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater by Justin Arns.
I'm not sure we're going to see a better basketball game the rest of this year. We're going to see about 80 more.
Woo! Boy, I'm sure glad we were able to find the
My
time
goodness.
Between our heavy holiday schedules to get this covered tonight.
What a shot. I mean, Benzman made an incredible three with people hanging all over him, and Arns cleared everybody out and said, watch this. What a clutch shot at the buzzer. We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Yeah, for sure in Division III, maybe the best pair in Division III statewide. We're right here. Wow. What a fantastic game. Terrific contest. Anna Versailles rivalry is well underway. This was a superb game. The word superb doesn't do it justice. The Versailles Tigers four players other than Arns went to opposite corners of the court and left the middle of the floor open. It was Arns and Benzman, and Justin Arns took Benzman to the foul line, couldn't get deeper. Benzman cut him off, played pretty good defense, and Arns, with that unbelievable length of his, just rose up into the air, faded back, and then with a flick of the wrist, leaned toward the rim and knocked it down as the scoreboard clock read 00.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it left his hand about half a second. Half a second, and that's all it took. And you want to talk about, I mean, Anna turned the ball over seven times against great pressure. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Versailles turned it over three times the entire game.
Oh, my. Unbelievable. Yeah, the floor game performances by both teams, really, really good. Clean game, to say the least. Terrific contest. Won at the buzzer by Justin Arns for Versailles, 67-65. After Benzman launched in a three ball in traffic, he was trying to get a screen. Versailles switched tightly, covered up Benzman pretty well between two defenders. Benzman, with what, Chuck, about 10 or 11 seconds to go, drained a long three with guys hanging all over
him. All over him.
To tie the game up.
It was amazing. Benzman and Justin Arns each scored 29 points.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
We got to get this game archived fast and up on the site.
My goodness.
Because we will have online users of the archives left and right for days, weeks, and months to follow. This was a classic here at Anna tonight. And I tell you what, Chuck, the Tiger from Versailles, 97-5, was here across the way. I think the Tiger and scoresbroadcast.com, the only media in the gym.
I don't understand that. We've seen a lot more media at a lot less important basketball games, that's for sure.
Yeah, this will go down all season long as one of the very best Division III games all year in the state of Ohio. There's Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News. He is here,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, he wouldn't miss this.
Yeah. Hi, Bryant. How you doing? let's take a look at the scoring, Chuck, and obviously our Clancy's Award winners, Arns and Benzman.
Well, 38-28 rebounding advantage for Anna. That's impressive.
Yep.
12-7 on the offensive boards. Again, really impressive. 22 of 29 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 12 of 17 for Versailles. 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter. Benzman had 29, like I said, and then Bart Bixler was terrific. He had 11. They got 9 from Griffin Dosick. On the other side, besides the 29 for Arns, Jones had 9. McElhenney had 9. We were told that his supporting cast isn't as good this year. I don't believe that after watching this game, that's for sure. But our Clancy's players of the game are obvious. Wyatt Benzman for the Rockets, Justin Arns for Versailles.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
With over 2 minutes to go in this game here tonight, we had a delay. A gentleman fell ill in the stands, and he did leave on a stretcher after at least a several-minute delay, and we hope he is fine. We hope and hope and hope that that is the case. as a result of that lengthy delay, both teams were allowed to warm up. And because both teams were fresher for the last 2 minutes, we had a great, great finish. That's all there is to it.
Well, you asked me who I thought the advantage was, and quite honestly, one place that I really didn't think about, Wyatt Bensman's legs got a chance.
Yep.
He got a chance to get a breath. He wasn't having to hustle on both ends of the court. Unbelievable basketball game. I don't have enough superlatives. 22-20, Anna outscored Versailles in the fourth quarter. And that three-point shot by Bensman, he came off three different screens getting the ball, trying to get it, and finally he was just off to the left side of the top of the key, and still people on both sides of him just buried the three. When they got down to the other end, somebody came up to set a screen for Arns. You saw Arns kind of just brush him away. And I got this, and he absolutely did. He took it down to probably about, 17 feet maybe? And pulled up and hit the jumper right just on top of the foul line.
Yep.
He is so smooth.
Yep.
I'm going to enjoy watching him play for Ohio State.
Well, his length makes him so difficult to guard. Yeah, he's got good hops, gets up off the floor. But his arms are so long.
Right.
He's 6'5", plays like 6'7", or 6'8".
Yep.
And he's deceptive. His initial step is very quick. He's got a fast burst once he starts toward the basket. And he uses his off arm very well. That off arm helps him navigate the lane when he begins that drive. He'll fend you off. He'll keep you away from him with that off arm.
And he doesn't extend. He did one time tonight, and he got called. Other than that, he gets it out there as an arm bar, and he does a great job of not fouling, but it gives him just enough reach to be able to put the ball up. He is as advertised.
Yeah, one-on-one at the high school level, unless somehow you've got somebody helping out, coming in from the side of the floor that Arns doesn't see, unless that's the case, you simply cannot block the shot.
Well, and he's left-handed, and the thing is, if you force him to go left, he goes just as well to the right.
Right.
He's just a well-rounded basketball player.
And the supporting cast for the Versailles Tigers, excellent tonight. Excellent. Good floor game. As you noted, Chuck, 10 turnovers between the two teams?
Yeah, 7 for Anna and 3 for Versailles. And Versailles plays 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very veteran basketball team.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com may be 1 week from tomorrow, Delphi St. John's at Minster Girls. 1 week from Friday, Rushi Fort Loramie Boys, 8 o'clock tip. And 1 week from Saturday afternoon, Rushi Fort Loramie Girls, a 2:30 tip on the web online about 15 minutes before the tip-off of those three upcoming games. If it is possible for us to get a good solid signal out of Marion Local's gym, we will cover Anna at Marion Local Boys 1 week from this Saturday. It remains to be seen. We did have very good luck this past Saturday at St. Henry. And we'll try to do the same at Marion Local 1 week from Saturday. But like Rushi, Marion Local High School and Maria Stein, very difficult for Verizon coverage.
Yeah, they're not on the beaten path, that's for sure.
It's weak, very thin signal, and that's what we rely on. We're web-based. We power our data along the Internet to the server in Virginia, but we need a hotspot, a Verizon MiFi unit to do that, and we just may not have a single strong enough at Marion Local 1 week from Saturday. But that's a look at our upcoming schedule. We wish all of you happy holidays, a grand new year upcoming. Hope your Christmas was every bit as great, and it's going to be cold, so buckle up for several very chilly days, including some below zero weather. And after the first of the year, join us on scoresbroadcast.com. Keep abreast of the website for our upcoming schedule.
Friday night, go Bucks.
Yes, Friday night, Ohio State plays.
What is that team? USC is that South Carolina, I think?
Southern Cal.
Oh, that's it.
Game emanates from where, down in Dallas?
Yep, they're playing in the new big house.
Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer once again saying it was a great game tonight here at Anna, and we hope that you welcome in the new year in a safe, glorious way. Our final score once more, Versailles on a buzzer beater by Justin Arns, nips Anna 67-65.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.